Hello, this is Dr. Evgenia Gold, certificating an endoscopy report on patient Jacqueline King, date of birth 12-20-1963, date of procedure May 30th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgenia Gold, DO. Referring physician is Dr. Mitchell Shaw. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy, as well as colonoscopy with cold snare polypectomy and cold biopsy polypectomy. Indication is abdominal pain, common nausea, common colorectal cancer screening and surveillance, and personal history of colon polyps. Description procedure. Informed consent was obtained. Period. Possible complications of the procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy, while extending to patient. The patient is brought to the endoscopy suite, placed in the lateral position, sedated for anesthesia services, monitored anesthesia care. A well-lubricated limbs video gastroscope was introduced into esophagus and instant direct vision to the second portion of the duodenum. Careful examination was made of the duodenum bulb, second portion of the duodenum, stomach, junction, and esophagus. Retroflexy was obtained at the cardio. Air resection from the stomach for withdrawal scope. The patient was then turned around in left lateral position as a direct exam was performed. A well-lubricated limbs video colonoscope was introduced into direct and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendiceal orifice, ileocecal valve, and complex of folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, cingulate colon, and the rectum. Retroflexy was obtained of the rectum. Period. Boston bowel prep score was graded as a 6,2-2-2, fair prep. The patient saw the CUO without any complications. Findings at upper endoscopy. The proximal mid-esophagus appeared unmarkable. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 39 centimeters from the bypass. Next line. There was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Common biopsies were obtained in the antrum body for histology and throughout H. pylori. Next line. There was evidence of a diminutive gastric body polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion with some evidence of mild erythema. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation and histology and to rule out celiac disease. Next line. There was a large periampullary diverticulum noted. Next line. At colonoscopy, next line. There was evidence. Boston bowel prep score is graded as 6,2-2-2, fair prep. Next line, on the colon is tortuous. Next line, there were two hepatic flexure sessile polyps ranging in size from 8 to 10 millimeters removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were three diminutive sigmoid colon sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was a diminutive rectal sessile polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids that were non-bleeding noted on retroflexion that were small. Next line. There was evidence of hypertrophied anal papillae. Next line. Plan, follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending PAP. Next line. Repeat endoscopy to be determined based on pathology findings. Next line. Follow-up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.